The situation facing the people of Venezuela remains one of concern for them and their regional neighbors. Every day that country's currency, the bolivar, loses value, so people there are trying to trade it for U.S. dollars.
Think of Venezuela's currency as an unwrapped chocolate bar. The minute it touches your hand, it's melting. If you have 12 bolivar bills today, it's worth 6 in a couple weeks, then 3, then basically nothing. Money has become so worthless that you need a ton of it to buy the simplest things, like chocolate.
If you want a good chocolate, like, I don't know, Milky Way or something like that, you need a backpack of bills.
You need millions. This is Mila. We're not using her last name for reasons that will become clear. What Venezuela's going through right now is sometimes called the wheelbarrow problem, where you literally have to haul your money around in garbage bags or wheelbarrows to buy the tiniest things. Mila says their money is losing value so quickly that Venezuelans are trying to get rid of it the minute it touches their hand. Trade it in for anything at all. Toilet paper, chicken.
Okay, I have sugar. Who needs sugar?
Anything holds its value better than the melting bolivar. So Mila says you spend your whole paycheck on sacks of sugar. And those sacks of sugar are now your savings account. And this young guy in Mexico City thought this was crazy. Rubén Galindo. He was like, why save your money in sacks of sugar when you can save in U.S. dollars?
Why should you be tied to any specific type of money if it's not working for you?
His website, AirTM, allows everyone in the world to trade currencies. He hires 25 people in Venezuela, including Mila, and then they all get an email.
This is the Ministry of Finance. What you're doing, we don't like it. And you guys should stop, because if not, we're going to put you in jail from 10 to 15 years.
Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, doesn't want too many people to have U.S. dollars. And economists say this is actually a reasonable fear. If too many people have dollars, they might refuse to use the local money. This happened in Zimbabwe in 2008, and the government was forced to make the U.S. dollar its official currency. And something really important happens when you adopt another country's currency. You lose your ability to print money when you need to pay your bills. Venezuela's government says they've arrested more than 200 people for exchanging money on the black market. And they are looking for Mila. This is why we're not using her last name.
The charge is fake exchange rate of the dollar, terrorism and financiation.
Terrorism?
Yes.
Mila and all the AirTM employees fled the country. Venezuela's government is trying to fix its problem by replacing the current money with new money. The plan is to take 5 zeros off the bills. So if you have 500,000 bolivares, it would just be 5. Economists say this won't help with inflation, but it will make money easy to carry again.
That's the currency problem in Venezuela. But the country faces another one. In a major move, the government has announced that it is removing subsidies on petrol for its citizens.
It is the cheapest petrol in the world in which to fill your car with.
That's Philip Hatcher.
Really?
Not only is it the cheapest petrol in the world, it's the cheapest petrol in the world by a long, 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 long way. To give you an indication, back in 1997, Venezuela brought in these petroleum subsidies. The prices didn't rise for petrol over that period. Bear in mind that Venezuela had hyperinflation. We're talking inflation rates of around 1,000,000% at the moment. This is one of the reasons that actually I'm dancing around giving you an exact figure, because of course if I give you an exact figure a minute from now, it'll be out of date.
Yeah.
Because the inflation rates run, I don't want to be too glib about it, but that is the mechanics of the situation. So back in February, for instance, in order to save the government a lot of money, Venezuela spends around $1.7 billion a year subsidizing petrol. It actually gives it away for free to the petrol station so that they can then sell it on to customers. So back in February, they decided to raise the price for the first time in 20 years, and they raised it up to 10 cents per litre for low-grade petrol. Mm. Higher grade petrol is, I think, 60 cents per litre. Because of the inflation rate, it's now down below 1 cent per litre again. It's not particularly useful to think of it in terms of US cents, so I'll put it this way. A cup of coffee in Venezuela will cost you approximately the same amount as filling your SUV somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 times with petrol.
Philip Hatcher, and this has been Sajak Rizzardi Business.